Baseball has long been called the national pastime. Part of that reason sport has earned that nickname is because so many kids start playing it at a very young age through the Little League program. Along with the athletic benefits of the sport, it's hoped that playing the game will help children develop social skills, along with the understanding about respect for rules and, as well, for others, for the families and the fans. It's always been exciting to watch the kids from diverse backgrounds bond together and succeed on a big stage with the championship win. We all watch that now on ESPN, for example. That all came crashing down for the Jackie Robinson West team from Chicago, who had their Little League national title pulled from them. Joining us to discuss what caused this to happen and what the fallout has been is a two-time Emmy Award-winning sports journalist. Time with ESPN and CNN, among other stops in her career. She now produces specials and documentaries, including What We Told Our Sons, Families React to the Trayvon Martin Shooting. Say good morning to Davey Sutton. Good morning, Davey.
Good morning, Chris.
And Davey's website, the obvious location, just a spelling a little different, Davey, D-A-Y-V-E-E, DaveySutton.com. So catch us up for those who relate to this situation. What was it that took place that caused the Jackie Robinson West team to have their title yanked by the Little League National Organization?
Well, basically, it was a disgruntled opposing team that kind of led, reports they gave hints to the International Little League International organization. They said that they kind of were violating residency boundaries for players and kind of creating a super team, which is an unfair advantage. But apparently in years past, that same accuser has done the same. So the latest Jackie Robinson West officials believe that all the boys of the now disposed U.S. Little League champions were actually eligible to play. They were given, the team wants written notification. The only thing the team says that claims that they've received was a phone call after the announcement of the report that was reported to the press.
So they weren't given a chance to respond before the hammer came down, basically.
Right. They were, and apparently just one phone call. So the team's attorney reported to the media that they would like an official written notification. And as you probably saw, the fallout, even from the Chicago mayor, Rahm Emanuel, said that, you know, they feel that, of course, the team was crushed, but not just the team, the community. And then there, it even, the flow to social media, there was kind of like a hashtag JRW are still winners to us, because it kind of reflects badly to punish the kids after this hero, you know, the kids are the ones who actually suffer without apparently the investigation is still continuing. So we'll see. It's still yet to be determined, but they have already moved more swiftly than we've seen in professional leagues, right? They
yeah.
Gained the title.
I'm thinking of the story and the level of violation. I hark back to the days of Steve Howe and how many times he got eight bites of the apple before he finally got the boot because of his drug use back in the day.
Right. That's the thing. Like the kids are the ones who are suffering. The kids actually, but when you think about it, playing head to head, they actually won. But the team, interesting enough, the team that lost, they lost 43-2 to Jackie Robinson West. So it's hard to not to think that they might have had, you know, something against them, a little revenge call. It's very competitive there. But the culture of cheating is another critique that has come up with this discussion. The other thing that has come up with, which is unfortunate, is it a race thing? But first, let me just discuss. We all know what's going on in Chicago. We all know that it's the violence. It's just very devastating. So when this team out of Chicago started to rise on this national level, it was really something for not just the community, but the entire nation to stand behind. But we certainly do not want to give kids the impression that cheating is okay. But what seems worse is sending the message that it's okay for some and not others by getting their title pulled.
And there have been, this is not the first case of this ever happening in Little League. Maybe the most notable one, especially here in the Northeast, was Danny Almonte back in the day, which, if you forget that, that was a player in Little League, which I think he was 17
Over.
Or 17
yeah,
or 18 almost.
Yeah, the pitcher, I think he was older, but it was one player, right?
Yeah.
And the entire team had to take the fall. And then that's that's when you just kind of, which comes up in this case too, is like, who knew? Did they? And the team said, like, the team's representative said that if there were ineligible players on their team, they certainly did not know. So, you know, that is always a discussion in sports when cheating comes up. We saw that with the Deflate Gate, right? Like, oh, we didn't know if there was, you know, we didn't know. Like, one person may have known, but, you know, that is certainly something that is still under investigation.
Talking with sports journalist Davey Sutton, DaveySutton.com. On the web, you're listening to Issues United. He's talking about the Jackie Robinson West Little League Baseball dust-up and unfair treatment, some would say. You know, with that in mind, too, with you mentioned how it was a few players among the many, and I'm thinking, would or could the Little League organization look at the individual player stats and theorize, well, if, let's just say arbitrarily, because I don't know the exact count, let's say there were three ineligible players. Take those players' stats out of the entire series from start to finish. Where would Jackie Robinson West have been with the score? And if the score still had them winning with those players' stats removed, wouldn't that have been something maybe a little more fair to do as opposed to penalizing the whole team?
Oh, Chris, you're just so optimistic about the world. We certainly wish that would be the case. And in fact, there had been, you know, the media has been all over this. So I read a quote of one of the players on the team kind of making that request, right? This team has been given an opportunity to meet the president, who happens to be out of Chicago. And they were taken on this ride. But remember, if you recall the ride, they also beat another darling team that featured Monet Davis, now the celebrity, the junior celebrity athlete who was making appearances at the NBA All-Star game and stuff out of Philadelphia. So this story of last year's Little League World Series was something that actually captured the entire nation for weeks, right? And so it would be nice if they could divide it up, but we know historically that has never been the case. It's usually a sweeping statement, and then they just move on.
I know. Well, you know, watching Alex Rodriguez and the New York Yankees, I know what the getting it behind us priority is with pro sports. But is this a case? I mean, we hear these stories over and over again. I call it the parent pollution, so to speak, when the parents get their fingers in further than they should, because, well, certainly with Little League too. I mean, there's a $75 million contract just for ESPN alone, never mind the revenue that comes about from the national and international sponsors. Is Little League Baseball too polluted now that games like this are played by the so-called adults, not even giving a thought to the consequences and the impact and implications it has for the kids who are playing the game?
It's kind of been growing that way. I agree with you for years. And I think probably the catalyst to that is when we stop allowing our children to play multiple sports, right? Now it's more of a nation in a system of, like, you're good at ballet, you're only going to do ballet, or you're good at soccer, you just play soccer, as opposed to back in the day when we used to play, we played soccer, baseball. Every season we were out there playing everything. And so you weren't as invested as to the potential of what could happen. And then the other ingredient to that is these things are being televised. So the exposure for certain programs, I mean, you can imagine now we all know who this little local Jackie Robinson West team is. So now I'm sure on regular practices, when their season starts, there's going to be more people coming out to the community. They might even gain more local sponsorship to support the program. So there's a number of things that makes just not the parents more involved, but everybody more invested into making sure these local rec amateur teams succeed.
And for you, the parent of a sports and school student athlete, I think there's a lesson for this too, is there are rules and they are to be adhered to. But first and foremost, it's for the kids to get out there and enjoy what sport brings to them through social skills, as I mentioned, teamwork, team support, playing fair and playing honest. And hopefully that'll be the end result of honesty and balance and fairness once this whole story comes to whatever conclusion winds up coming to. Learn more about the journalistic work and the documentary work of Davey Sutton when you hear latest. what we told our sons. Families react to the Trayvon Martin shooting. DavieSutton.com. We have a link over at our website as well. And Davey, thanks so much for your insight, because it is a challenging story. And some say simple solutions, some say difficult solutions. Hopefully every solution will be touched upon and things will be made right for the kids, and moving ahead, things will be better for organized sports as well. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks, Chris. Have a nice day.